Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios, Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. This morning, again, I have with me my friend Kevin Goss, Vice President of Operations of JCH Healthcare. Welcome, Kevin.
Thanks for having me back.
Yes. And I had to have you back because we had so much stuff to cover.
I like to think we have a great story to tell, but maybe just run out of people. I don't know.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, JCH Healthcare is the largest employer in the Tri-County area, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. 450 employees. Crazy. Yeah. You know, so you do have a lot to tell. You got a lot to share. And I don't think people realize all what you do have, and that's what we want to talk about. We just want to share all the good stuff that you do and
sure.
let them know, you know.
Well, I'll talk about it for as long as anybody lets me talk about it. We're really proud of everything we have going out there.
Well, first of all, promoting wellness, JCH Healthcare. You are all about promoting wellness, and I think that's the trend today, you know, for people. I know it is for us. You know, we think about, you know, we just want to do things right.
Yep. You know? Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to talk about and expand on all the specialists we have and a lot of the great services we have, but it starts with wellness. So it starts with you being healthy as you can be. And obviously we want to keep you as healthy as we can be. And obviously as you need the more advanced care, we're going to be there for you, but we want to make sure to promote that wellness. And it's just not just physically, it's mentally, it's everything. It does a body well if you're healthy.
And I think the big thing that you do that we've done, it's been there for 15 years, is we want to promote and let people know about the wellness center, which, I mean, that's what it's all about, promoting wellness right there.
Yep. You know? Yep.
So at the wellness center, what are some of the things we got going on there?
Yeah. So as you alluded to, there's a lot going on. It is truly a full service wellness center. We have all the equipment that you would expect in a normal gym type setting. So all of our machines, our free weights, those type of things. We have a walking path actually physically in the building. So no matter what the weather is, you've got a little walking space in there. We have two pools. So we have a lap pool that you can swim laps, and we do different classes in there as well. For the families out there, we actually do host birthday parties in there as well.
Right.
So you can, don't forget us about that.
and you have a child sitting service.
We do, yeah. So we have a daycare in there. It gets utilized select times, so peak times. So if you've got a parent, a mom or a dad, or even a grandma or grandpa, you know, is watching a little one that needs someone to kind of keep an eye on them for a half hour, hour, it's open select times. You'd definitely want to check with the front desk of when they would have availability. But it is there as a service for you to help you work out.
And you have workout classes, a variety of different workout classes, and workout trainers.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, so we have classes. So for all the way from beginner all the way to advanced, we have our actual workout room that we have those classes in. We have our second pool, which is our heated pool, our therapy pool. We have a lot of water aerobics and different classes in there as well. And then, yeah, as you'd alluded to, we have personal trainers. So we have trainers that you can, if you need kind of a little extra push or just some guidance, want some guidance to make sure that you're doing everything properly and safely for your muscles and your body, we have them there to help you, kind of guide you along. And like I said, it just ties all together with everything. And then we also have, too, all of our physical therapies there. So physical therapy, if you've gone through maybe an accident or an issue, or you've got a naggy joint or something like that, you know, you'd have to consult with your physician on this. But essentially, they prescribe to that physical therapy. And we have a lot of therapists in there, too. And we have a great therapy crew over there.
And you can also get massages done there.
Sure.
It has a sauna there that you can get into.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's whirlpools in each of the locker rooms.
Sure. Yeah. So it's full service. So you can come, you can work out and then relax. You can, you know, whatever is for different speeds, whatever is best for you.
And recently, or I guess, has it been 2 years, a year and a half, you opened up that outside gym.
Yeah. So the city of Jerseyville approached us a few years ago about wanting to try to, again, kind of promote that wellness throughout the community. And they had received a grant to help them with a outdoor gym area that is right next to the Firebend building there. And they'd asked us to help support that. And we did. And we're glad to. So if you see that big, huge blue and green piece of equipment out there, you know, that's just another example of how we're kind of trying to reach out into the community, get that wellness out into the community. One thing that we actually just opened in October is a walking trail. So we have a walking trail physically on our campus of our hospital now. That is something that, again, we've made a commitment to not just our community, but even to our workforce and our staff, that we want to promote wellness. So we've kind of tied that in to each one of the buildings on our campus. So that way we can promote, and we see a lot of our employees out there in our lunch breaks or, you know, trying to catch a 15-minute break here or there. And then we've seen a lot of community members. So that's something that we've added to just our campus in the last few months.
And you have a wellness event coming up Friday, April 12th.
We do. So that's actually going to be, it's a community health event, and it's actually at the Wellness Center. So it's coinciding with the 25th anniversary of the Wellness Center. We're celebrating that. So it's kind of an open house per se. You anybody can come in. We're going to have, you know, normal business hours, so 4:30 in the morning to 8 p.m. And you'll be able to come in and do exercise classes, give facility tours, those type of things. And then along with it, we're going to have some discounted blood screenings as well. So you can do prostate cancer screening, thyroid, A1C, and lipid cholesterol testing as well during that event. And that's going to be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. for that specific piece of it.
And this is a great time to take advantage of that because it's at a lower cost, something like this, versus getting an appointment. And
yes, it is. It definitely is. And I know a lot of folks, we've been doing this for quite a few years at some other events, and I know the community appreciates that. But again, just trying to get folks in and see what we have there. If you're of Medicare age, you can do the silver sneakers. We've talked about that in the past. You know, make sure you get in and see what we have to offer.
People sometimes think of rural hospitals of just being a Band-Aid station, but you are far more of a Band-Aid station. There's no reason to try to shop outside of Jersey County.
Yeah.
Because you have a number of specialists that are on campus. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure. So I think, you know, think of many years ago whenever Walmarts were expanding, you know, they kind of wanted to be the one-stop shop for a lot of your things, right? Mm-hmm. We want to be your one-stop shop for your healthcare needs, right? We want to be what we call your provider of choice. So we offer a lot of different services along with all the primary care and the wellness stuff we promoted. If you get to where you need more advanced care for something, we've got you covered. So we've got a lot of services I'd love to talk about. We'll kind of go through those. But the message, overarching message is, you know, don't forget about us. We want to be your healthcare provider of choice.
If you just happen to join in with us, I'm speaking with Kevin Goss, Vice President of Operations of JCH Healthcare, and we are going over some of the great things that JCH Healthcare offers. So we're going to touch on some specialists. How about orthopedics?
So yeah, so we've got a we've had an orthopedics program now for many years. We about probably almost 3 years ago, not going on 3 years ago, not 2.5 years ago now, we brought in a new physician. So he is a double board certified surgeon. So he's board certified in spine surgery and in orthopedics. He's mainly only practicing here in orthopedics, but he can give you some tips and help you along with some spine help. We're happy to have him. His name is Dr. Kevin Koth, and we're really excited to have him. He does all of your major and minor orthopedic procedures. So shoulders, he can do some wrist fractures, some finger fractures. He can do trigger finger, carpal tunnel surgeries. Complete knee replacement, hip replacements, if you fall and fracture your hip, he can fix that. He can do some ankle fractures. I mean, he's very advanced. We're very, very blessed to have him. A surgery I always like to point out is his hip replacement. So he does what they call a direct superior hip. It's the type of approach that he has on how he does this hip replacement.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of five in the entire St. Louis area that would do this. And to break it down, essentially, most of your classically trained orthopedic surgeons, when they go to replace your hip, they'll go through the front of your hip. So they'll come right just to the side of your groin, basically through the front of your hip. He actually goes through the rear. And by doing that, there's less disruptions. And it actually helps your body heals much quicker. So he has almost a large percentage, if they were mobile prior to having a hip issue, meaning they weren't bedridden or something like that, if they just fell and fractured it or whatever, what he calls day zero, which is typically the day of the procedure, that evening, he's got them at least getting out of their bed and standing and taking a step or two, which is fantastic.
So on that point, he would see them there and he would be their doctor. But when you actually had the surgery, would he have it at another hospital?
Nope. It'd be right here in Jerseyville.
You're kidding.
Nope. So wow. He's in our OR 2 days a week, scheduled 2 days a week. He's in our OR sometimes six days a week. If we've got a fracture that comes through the ER, if somebody comes in, he'll come in and take care of it. So he's physically performing any of those procedures right here in the Jerseyville community.
That is impressive.
It is, and with all of these services that we'll touch on right now, why it's so important to have those here is healing. At home, closer to home is just better. And you know, if you think of one of your loved ones, your parents, whatever that might be going through that, it's so much easier to be able to come here, keep an eye on them, spend more time with them here, instead of having to cross the bridge and go to Missouri and drive an hour or more one way. It's a better experience for the loved one. And it's definitely a better experience for the patient. And 9 times out of 10, they probably know one of the nurses that's caring for them or somebody that checked them in at the front desk. And it just kind of gives them that warm feeling.
Yeah. And we've been through it personally, years ago when my brother Matt broke his neck and was in the hospital in St. Louis for a very long time. Mm-hmm. It was a job, mm-hmm. you know,
yep.
Just everybody, you know, taking their turns, getting there, you know, about an all-day job anytime you made a visit.
I think every time that's one of the most rewarding things as we keep bringing on these new specialists and I see somebody in the hallway of our hospital or I see them, you know, at Sinclair's the next week or something like that and they stop me and they say, you know, more than anything, we want to thank you for having these services right here. It just made the process for our family so much better.
How about podiatry, the foot?
Yeah.
Doctor, foot and ankle.
So our podiatry clinic is very busy, and our surgeon, Dr. Lauren McCarthy is her name. She would say that, you know, you can't do anything if your feet aren't touching the ground, right? So everything starts with your feet. So if your feet aren't healthy, the rest of your body is not going to be healthy. And she believes that, and she promotes that. And we're very lucky to have her in our community. Her practice is growing, and she's getting more and more patients. But if you experience any kind of foot pain, toe pain, ankle pain. she does a lot of diabetic foot care. So as we get older, we get a little bit onset of diabetes. She'll do some of that and some nail trimmings and help you out there. Foot fungal issues, bunions, anything.
It is a one-stop shop.
Yep. She does great. And we have a nurse practitioner in there as well. So we have two providers in there every day of the week.
Tell us about the Women's Health Clinic. I've heard good things about that.
Sure. So our Women's Health Clinic, we have three providers. So we have a full-time OBGYN surgeon, and then we have two nurse practitioners that are trained and certified in women's health. I think folks don't realize that, and they're on our campus 5 days a week. They're right here in Jerseyville. And what's unique about it is, you know, labor and delivery is a challenging service to have these days in hospital mm-hmm. settings. The cost to have 24/7 surgeons on site, nursing on site, the insurance that goes into it, just the amount of resources that goes through it is very difficult. And, you know, I think we've all seen that. And you'd mentioned last time we interviewed that you were born at our old hospital. Mm-hmm. there's really only one hospital left in the area that delivers, and we deliver there. So if you have an expecting mother, we take care of you. We can have all of your prenatal visits at Jerseyville. You can have all your post-visit follow-ups, and we can deliver you in Alton and then bring you right back here to do all your follow-ups. And then obviously any other women's issues. So basically from teen years all the way through geriatric age, they can do that.
Now, I know you do a lot of general surgeries. Mm-hmm. But tell me about your heart center.
Heart center is something that is it's a crucial part to our organization and to our community. So obviously, as we get older, there's more and more folks having heart issues, and we have full-time providers in our heart clinic 5 days a week. They're here for doing stress tests. They will do any kind of ultrasound testing that you might need, just to make sure to diagnose any issues that you would have and ensure that, you know, you're getting the care you need. If you do need some major interventional issue, meaning having to have some sort of large procedure, they'll take you, and the same surgeons you're seeing here will take you potentially to one of our partner facilities in St. Louis, get your cath or whatever you might need, and then bring you back here, and you can do all your follow-ups right here in Jerseyville.
You know, nobody wants to deal with pain, and I know that you have a pain department. What kind of areas do you cover with as far as pain goes?
Yeah, so pain, a lot of it's around the back and the neck. There's some shoulder, some hip pain, different things. So we have three providers that provide some sort of one way or the other pain assistance. One of them is Dr. Tom, who is a board certified anesthesiologist, and he's here in our space 3 days a week, and he's doing a lot of advanced procedures in our OR. And you know, a lot of folks just kind of live in silence with pain, and that's not the way to do it. You have to address it and get it taken care of, because you know, you're never going to go back to where we talked about at the very beginning about wellness if you're in pain all the time. So make sure you come see us if you have any of that.
And then how about your medical office clinic?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure we point out that, you know, we talked on some of these main clinics that we have and that are all physically located right here in Jerseyville, that we you could be seen right here in Jerseyville. But we also have a medical office clinic that has other specialties that are coming in and out that might be from other neighboring facilities, that they have clinic in our space 1 day a week or 2 days a week or 2 half days a week and these things. So and we're constantly looking to expand. So you know, if you need a service, pick up the phone and call us. You know, yep. Check with your primary care physician. You know, call our main hotline and our call center and see if we offer it. I think you'd be surprised at the amount of services that we do offer. And if we don't offer it, you know, we have the medical experts out here that deal with this stuff every day. So they know if Chris needs something more advanced and we don't have it, chances are this person's already talked to 10 folks in the St. Louis or Springfield area that know what they're doing and can say, hey, Chris, you know, I really think you need to go see X, Y, and Z. And here's why, because I've sent 100 patients to this person and they really specialize on this one thing. But then I might come in and you and I have see the same doctor, but he's like, you know, but for your issue, I think you should go to this doctor because they're the best for that one thing. So, you know, we really feel like we're in a great position because of our location from St. Louis and Springfield, that if we don't have the service, we've got good connections and good rapport with some of these other specialties out there, and we can get you what's best for you.
I know. But, you know, the thing, it's just like any other business. You know, like I was in the business for years in the construction business, and people would come and stuff, but I know people. You know, I need this done. Well, I can't do it, but I know somebody that can.
Yep.
You know, and just from the experience you get, you know, you get people coming back to you and saying, oh man, they did a great job, or this person really does that. So,
sure.
I mean, just going to the right source.
There's so many large organizations, and they're great. They're fantastic healthcare organizations. But a lot of times you can go there and you kind of get in the what I call the merry-go-round, right? So they say, oh, well, you know, yeah, you need to go to my colleague down the hall, or you need to go. And we're really truly just trying to get you the best place for you, and that's why I think it's unique by us being the community hospital we are.
Well, JCH Healthcare is doing a great job. Just continue, guys like you, man, you're doing a great job keeping things going.
I appreciate
that. And the one-stop shop, been here for 70 years, and just keep improving, you know, every day, just making things better for us. And we really, as listeners, we really need to take advantage of what we have in our own backyard. That's for sure. So anything you want to add to finish this up?
No, we can't thank the Tri-County area enough for all the support they've given us for the last 70 years. And, you know, we want to be here for another 70 years and beyond. So, you know, anything that you guys need, you reach out to us, you let us know, and that's what we're here for. We're here to support you.
All right. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Chris.